learned what to make of President Trump's campaign rally in Phoenix last night. He claimed his political movement is about love and appealed for unity.
We all share the same home, the same dreams, and the same hopes for a better future. A wound inflicted upon one member of our community is a wound inflicted upon us all. You saw last night.
But then he took notes from his suit pocket and reread his remarks about Charlottesville, leaving out that in his first response he didn't name hate groups and said that there was bigotry on many sides, tearing into the media while quoting his later responses.
I hit him with neo-Nazi. I hit him with everything. I got the white supremacists, the neo-Nazi. I got them all in there, let's see. But yeah, KKK, we have KKK. I got them all. So they're having a hard time. So what did they say? Right? It should have been sooner. He's a racist.
Now, there have been critics. Dan Pfeiffer, a former Obama advisor, said only Trump can see the terrible violence in Charlottesville caused by Nazis and then decide he is the true victim. But conservative radio talk show host Laura Ingraham tweeted, classic Donald Trump, absolutely riveting and hilarious.
Well, let's get the view from our political analysts. Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Hi there, Paris.
Hello, Magna.
And Karine Jean-Pierre, Democratic strategist. Hello, Karine.
Hi there, Magna.
All right. Well, Karine, let's just start with you, your reaction to the president's speech last night.
Well, it was 77 minutes of woe is me, of complete victimization, and it's the same old Donald Trump. When he's off script, you hear exactly what's coming from his heart. And he seemed detached from reality, extremely volatile. He peddled lies, peddled hate. And really, at the end of the day, Magna, he was essentially speaking to a very small, narrow base, and which is unfortunate because, as we all know, he's president for all. But he doesn't seem to want to be a president for all Americans. It's very much the continuous slinging of red meat to that small, small base.
Paris?
Listen, I think what people fail to see is the real purpose of last night's statements about Charlottesville once again by the president. He was pointing out for, I believe, the fifth time that in a public setting, that he has denounced white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the KKK specifically. And he denounced hatred, violence, and bigotry. He did that before this audience, before the world, again, because when you call someone a racist, when you put these personal attacks on someone, it is offensive and it's personal. And I know firsthand what it did to President George W. Bush when Kanye West said President Bush doesn't like black people. Many years later, he was quoted, I was in the room when he said it, how that offended him and personally affected him, everything that was launched against him in his 8 years of the presidency. So I think it was appropriate for the president to once again tell the world, the American people and his base, how he feels and how we should feel about the incident that happened in Charlottesville.
Well, a couple things, Paris. First of all, presidents are supposed to have really thick skins, and President Bush did not lash out personally the way President Trump has. But I want to ask you, you seem to have a tough morning. You got into a dust-up on CNN over these words from President Trump in his news conference last Tuesday about Charlottesville, the president seeming to defend people who rallied with white supremacists. Let's listen.
You also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures
as you did. So, Paris, this morning, you seemed to support the president by citing Heather Heyer, who was killed in Charlottesville. You said, I think everyone can say that Heather was a good person. But you know, Heather Heyer wasn't on the side of the white supremacists. And the president was saying there were fine people on both sides. She was not. She was on one side.
I didn't have a tough morning. I think the American people that are listening to the liberal media are having a tough time accepting the fact that this president is not a racist and he's doubling down, tripling down for the fifth time, coming down against neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and hate groups of all sides. This issue of the people that were there, there's a narrative being said that there were only white supremacists there. There were only hateful people there. What the president pointed out was that there were actually some good people there who were not Nazis.
On both sides.
Who were not Nazis, who were not Nazis, who were not KKK. There could have been some good people there who do not want the statue of Robert E. Lee to come down, who are not racist, who are not people who are in the neo-Nazi movement. And there are people who were protesting there who were also good people, like Heather Heyer.
So the notion
that everybody there were a bunch of white supremacists that were hateful people is just factually not true. And I'm about facts. I'm about reason. I'm about logic.
Look, Paris,
and if we're going to have that debate, might as well be factual about
it. We've been around and around on this. I mean, this rally in Charlottesville had been promoted relentlessly by hate groups. And the people who came responding to that were responding to hate groups. But listen, there are reports today about the well-known black man who was standing behind Donald Trump last night, placed there by Donald Trump's campaign committee. He is a wild conspiracy theorist. He thinks Obama and Oprah are the devil. The New York Times today talked about a dozen black conservative supporters of the president. I know you know them, who are pulling their support or questioning their support, saying he needs to show contrition. Gianno Caldwell saying he's not going to be used as a puppet to validate President Trump's views. You have never found, I don't think, a shred of fault with President Trump. We've been working together a long time. Are you a puppet? Gianno Caldwell says that people are.
Wow, Robin. I first of all find that terribly offensive, give you a pass. I'm not a puppet. I'm a person who, I just wrote an op-ed in The Hill. I encourage everyone to read it. You can go to my Twitter and find it. And I hope you will read it, Robin. I'm not a puppet. I have morals, integrity, and I would never support someone, any candidate, that I perceive to be a racist. And I think those 12 black Republicans that the New York Times found for their article, I think they were never on the side of being outwardly supportive of President Trump. They've always been on the fence. So the person who wrote it never called me. And you can find those 12, and I can find you 12 more, just like myself, who appreciate the fact that this president is doing many good things for the black community and for this nation, like I pointed out before, under ICE, under this administration, prosecuting the most white supremacists in history. That was President Trump. And that was put out Thursday before Charlottesville. So this administration is not only walking the walk, in my opinion, they're talking the talk.
Okay. Karine, let me turn back to you, because I've been listening carefully to what Paris has been saying. And I just have to ask you about the position that the president finds himself in, because as Paris said, he's having a hard time convincing many Americans that he's not a racist. And we've heard other folks say that last night he was speaking to his base. Is there anything you think that President Trump could do now or should do now that would change the minds of many people, many of his critics, many voters who do think he is a racist?
I think that Donald Trump has had many, many times, many opportunities to show that he's not a racist, to show that he's trying to not be divider in chief, but bring people together. And every time he's given that opportunity, he falls flat. He fails horribly. And we saw that in the Saturday response to Charlottesville. Monday, he got better. I would admit that. And then Tuesday, it was completely off the rails in the Trump Tower. It was pretty unbelievable and scary to watch what he truly believed. Because honestly, if you're talking about denouncing hate, you don't need a teleprompter. And you shouldn't need a teleprompter. And that's exactly what he did. He was off script. He pulled out some notes from the day before, and he just went awry. And last night, he spoke about how much he wasn't a racist. He talked about it for 20 minutes, about how he's not a racist, and this is what he believes, and this is what he says, in the meantime, rewriting history, right? Because he forgot to mention the both sides that he said, the many sides, how he tried to compare Robert E. Lee to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson when it came to the monuments. And he did that for 20 minutes. And what did he do right after that? He talked about the potential, the possibility of pardoning Joe Arpaio, who is one of the most notorious racists of our times.
Well, he's someone been who, indicted for or convicted of racial profiling.
Exactly. Yeah. And with his anti-immigration patrolling. And this is what he says after going on a rant.
Look.
And so.
I was just going to say, I want to bring Paris back in, because Paris, I just have you respond to, just in the minute that we have, How does the president go forward attacking members of his party, like Republican Senators Jeff Flake and John McCain last night?
The onus is on the Republican Party that are in the House and the Senate. Look, the base wanted Obamacare to be repealed and replaced. The House did it. The Senate did not. They had 7 years to do it. And yes, there was some Democrat obstruction in there, but they want the Republicans to lead, have a backbone and lead. The president wants tax reform. We all need tax reform. So it's important for the Republicans to step up and say, we're going to be about doing things for the American people and putting partisanship aside and working to advance, to make America great again in their very own way. They have to do it. The president is acting, he's talking, and he's using the bully pulpit, which is Twitter, and these big rallies to take the message to the American people, and it's a good thing.
Okay. That's here now, political analyst Paris Denard, a Republican strategist. And Paris, I point out it was Gianna Caldwell, another Republican political consultant, who used the word puppet, and I thank you for responding to that. And Karine Jean-Pierre, a Democratic strategist. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.